Hello?
Oh, it's you. I'm so happy you called. It's time for Chelsea's Joy.
Welcome or welcome back to Chelsea's Joy. I'm your host, Chelsea. Episode 24. I'm going to be honest. It's day two of my period. That's why we're in bed. Oh my gosh, my back. My back needs the support so bad. Why does this happen to us? I know. It's like science. It's in women's bodies. Hey, I'm tired. I'm tired and I'm pretty stoned. MJ Arsenal sent me a new bubbler and holy moly cannoli. Am I zooted? Shout out MJ Arsenal. I'll be posting an ad with them on Instagram. Speaking of Instagram, some of you who won that bottle giveaway that I did on Instagram. If you don't know, you guys, most of my like things I get paid from, meaning all, are on Instagram. I've done a couple of giveaways. Five of you ladies got this bottle from this company because in episode 18, remember I was talking about water bottles? I mean, I was talking about Hydro Flask, but maybe we could get a Hydro Flask sponsor one day. That bottle company found me from my podcast clip. They said, hey, we want to work with you. And I said, hey, sure. And then they paid me. And I said, nice. And then you guys entered the giveaway. So basically, follow me on Instagram. I do giveaways there. Hey, maybe we'll start doing giveaways here. If you subscribe to the YouTube. And if you're on Spotify, you get the video for free. Hey, you get the video for free. Wait, no. Everyone pays for Spotify. Anyway, God, okay. This is a new segment I want to do because every week I'm like, can you guys share the podcast? Can you guys engage with the content? You know, comment on the YouTube, all that stuff. Every week, I'm going to choose like a number one fan of the week. And how I choose it is by you're freaking sharing my podcast on your stories, you're commenting on the YouTube, you're doing things that I'm asking. It sounds like, I feel like I sound like a manager. I'm like, I'm telling you what to do and you're doing it. But hey, people who engage with the content, that's how I'm getting paid from these companies to do cool stuff, like give away free shit to you guys. The people who are really gonna stand out are the people who are sharing the podcast, like on their Instagram stories, the people who are commenting on YouTube, the people who are leaving comments on the Spotify section, like answering those questions. Because if you're listening to it on Spotify, there's always a poll and there's always a question section. Hey, I want to hear from you. I see people are looking, people are watching. Hey, I want to hear from you. And when I hear from you and you're supporting Chelsea's Joint, I want to say thank you. So Chelsea's Jointer of the Week. I guess I'm just going to call you guys Chelsea Joint. What are we calling ourselves? Chelsea Joiner of the Week. Is that like so fucking weird? Hello. Her name's Emma and she knows who she is. She's the only one who shares my podcast on her stories. And I'm like, I love you so much, Emma. So you watch me every week. You take a picky, you post it on your stories, bada bing, bada boom, you are the Chelsea's Joint winner of the week. And what do you win, girl? A huge shout out from me, and one day I'll get merch and I'll remember you. Because Emma is a day one. She started listening to my podcast when it first came out a year ago. She even DM'd me that. She was like, I started listening to Chelsea's Joint a year ago. How crazy is that? I was like, that is crazy. But also I took 8 months off. But also I took an 8 month hiatus because producing the show, hey, it takes hours.
Hey, it takes time.
You know, if I want to do this professionally, and I know that sounds so weird that this is my dream job. My preferred way of being entertained is through watching video podcasts, like is watching people podcast. Do you guys want me to do an episode of where I share my favorite podcast? Because TV now to me, I just don't really, there's some good TV, but I like watching old TV, like Succession. Right now I'm watching Peaky Blinders for the first time. Holy moly. Holy moly. What a show. Really, it's great. On season 3, highly recommend. We're getting sidetracked. The amount of podcasts I've consumed in the past like 4 years, hours, thousands of hours. And there's like specific podcasts that I listen to every week. Make Chelsea's Joint your top podcast that you tune into every week, all right? And you tell your friends and you tell your family and you don't gatekeep it and you share it with people you know, because you know that it's Fun Time Sally, you know what I mean? Fun Time Sally Ride. Fun Time Sally. What the hell? You guys, I've only done that in front of Tom and I'm so embarrassed. Will I keep that in? Maybe I will, because I know Tom will watch or listen to this, which makes me really embarrassed that my husband, not embarrassed, that's the wrong word. Vulnerable. It's vulnerable. I don't talk to Tom about my podcast, really. Is that weird? Like, I'll talk to him about, but he doesn't know. I don't even know. I have like a few bullet points, but you guys, this is all improv. I just push record and then I start babbling. So this episode will be about how I met Tom. How I met Tom. Let's get into it. And then we'll do strain of the day at the end. We'll switch it up. I'm trying to think how I want to tell this. Obviously, in episode 23, I shared a lot of my dating history. I only had a couple of serious boyfriends. Did not work out, obviously. I was like, okay, I'm going to go to Australia by myself. And those episodes about me traveling will be out in March. That's like my next batch of episodes I want to do. So there's kind of themes to each month. February is all kind of about love and dating. Next month will be about like Australia, New Zealand. You'll get the vibe. Each month will kind of have a theme. Tell you more about my life. We can share stories, blah, blah, blah. I graduated college in 2015. When I graduated in June, I stayed in my college town for 3 months to work full time as a waitress to save up to go to Australia. Solo, with no one, no plan, no job, no nothing. And we will get into that. Maybe that can be episode 25. It's a lot to unpack, though. I don't even think I've unpacked it with myself, honestly. So anyway, I'm going to Australia by myself. I'm flying across the world by myself. I do know like one chick that I worked with in high school. We weren't really close. She was a homie, though. She let me crash on her couch. So that was a homie hookup. So I did know of a girl, but we weren't close at all. We were like acquaintances and sometimes would drink together. So I'm going to Australia. No plan, da 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 da. I think I'm just going to be there for a year. I'm like, I'll do a year. I'll give it a shot. And after a year, if I hate it, whatever. I'll just come back to Washington. I land in Brisbane, which is on the east coast of Australia. I was like, here we go. And my first night in Australia, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, I'm really in another country. I'll save that for next episode. That could be a whole episode in itself. But basically, I was staying out of hostels. Look, I know that there's that like horror film hostel. I've never seen it. But when I tell people I was basically living out of hostels in Australia, they're like, oh, like the movie Hostel. And I'm like, no, I don't know, you weirdo. I don't watch that kind of stuff, you guys. I get too creeped out. So anyway, yes, I was living in hostels in Australia. So basically, this is very normal to do in Australia. It's called a working holiday visa. I've told so many of you guys to Google it because I don't know how to explain it other than the internet can do so much more than I can do for you. So I'm giving you the first step, putting the working holiday visa in your ear, and then you do the rest. You see if you qualify for it. There's age restrictions. There's like certain countries can do it. Basically, it permits you to work there for a year. You can qualify for a second year visa if you do certain things. Again, Google it. So I'm like, I'll go to Australia for a year. Land in Brisbane. I stayed on the east coast of Australia. So I lived in Brisbane and then Surfers Paradise. But then I backpacked from Surfers Paradise, which is like still on the east coast. Beautiful beaches. Australia has beautiful beaches. Hey, I miss those beaches a lot. I did this like sailing expedition on the Whitsundays. Maybe I'll put up a picture here. Oh my God. It was the coolest thing I'd ever done. And I didn't have an iPhone then. I had like a shitty brick phone because I like fucking lost my... Anyway, I was just a drunk mess. Like the first 6 months I was in Australia because I was still like college mode. I was still 23. So I was young. I was in my early 20s. I was partying. I was single. It was really fun. I was having fun. It honestly kind of felt like college part two, because I had to meet all new people, obviously. Like, everyone I was hanging out with was new to me. I had to end up working. So I would end up working for these like weird sales companies, because like I said, this is really normal for people to go backpacking and traveling in Australia. It's like a culture there. It's like a thing, you guys. When I was there, I obviously met a lot of Australians. I lived with a couple Aussie girls. The one friend that I really made in Australia, she's an Aussie. Aussies are amazing, mate. I have a koala bear up there. I have a kangaroo over here. It's out of frame, but they're from Australia. It's a great, amazing place. So my point is, I loved it so much. I was like, I don't want to leave here. I don't want to leave. But after about 6 months on the East Coast, I was like partying a lot. I was working at the sales company, like cold calling sales, you guys, like on the phone, pounding the phone. I was like Wolf of Wall Streeting in Australia in some random city. I was like, what the hell am I doing? I would literally be on my feet like all day, call after call. It was so weird. I don't know. I was doing like cold calling sales, and I loved it, because I was like, fuck, I don't give a shit. I didn't really care. I was like, my bosses are cool. Everyone was really young. I think that's like a culture, and like sales culture is you drink after work and like work sucks and it's hard. Anyway, so I partied a lot. I was getting really sick and tired of it, and I wasn't really like making any connections with anyone. I had like party friends, but I was like, I'm a bit bored. One of my bosses was like a local Australian guy, and I was like, where should I go next? My visa ends in 6 months, because at that point, I still thought I was only going to be there for a year. And he was like, go to Melbourne. Yes, it's Melbourne, not Melbourne. I know there's an R, but they'll tell you when you get there, they say it's not Melbourne, it's Melbourne. And you don't say the R, and just don't say the R. So that's what they say. At this point, I had very little money. I probably had under $2,000. Which, if you have $2,000, that's great. But when you're across the world and that's the only money you have to your name, it's scary. So I was like, okay, this is my last big move in Australia. Like, this is it. Where I go now is probably where I'll be for the rest of my 6 months. At the beginning of April of 2016... Wow, Melbourne is fun. There are such good bars and food. It is so public transportation friendly. Trams and trains everywhere. I mean, that is a city where I was like living, dude. Cities aren't really my thing, but Melbourne was different, because it just was. There was always like cool stuff to do. There was the Australian League football, which, like, just Google it. It is really a weird sport. Like, there's a lot going on. So I arrived in Melbourne beginning of April, and I was like, this place is really fucking cool, but I was running out of money. So I was panicking. So I was like, oh my gosh, like I literally had to get a job right away. I was like, I need income. I can't just be living out of hostels and eating out every day and being like, oh my God, I'm fucking gonna run out of money and I'm across the world. So I was like applying to stuff. There's just like weird sales companies in Australia that basically like to scam young backpackers who come traveling. MLMs, pyramid schemes, if you will. And when I landed in Melbourne, that was like the first thing I could apply for, was these like weird MLM jobs where it says it's like for marketing. I feel like if you're like a newly graduated college student, or like a newly even graduated high school student, you can get wrapped into these. Basically, that's all I was freaking applying to. This is important. I know this seems random, but it's important. So by this point, I think I had finally moved into like a place to stay, because I was living out of hostels for like 2 weeks and it was fucking hell. Living out of hostels is the worst. It's fun for a little, and then you're just basically bunking and sleeping with a bunch of strangers, unless you can afford a room to yourself, which I couldn't. I had fucking like $1,500. So scary, you guys. Don't do this. So stressful. I always knew I'd find the money, and I always did. So by this point, I'm already in Melbourne for a couple weeks. April 25th in Australia is Anzac Day. Google it. I'm not going to give you a history lesson because I'm not from there. Honestly, all I got from April 25th was like people went out. It was so busy. Like I went out with this American girl who I met, I think, out of like a Facebook group, like a Facebook backpacker group. Don't even know if that's a thing anymore, but this was in 2016. So Facebook groups were like very much a way to meet people. She was sweet. I don't talk to her now, so I don't know what that means. But she was nice. I don't know. So we went out. We were day drinking. Big day drinkers over there, Australia. Whew. Big drinkers over in Aussie land. They're built different. Heather McMahon said this on her podcast because she's touring. She's a comedian. And she's in Australia right now. And she's like, they can drink. Aussies can drink. They can really put it down. I don't know if that, I don't know what that was. So I'm out, okay? And I'm bored. Because this girl's nice, but again, I'm not really making connections with people. Like, people are cool, people are nice. And I'll go into that in the next episode. Even though I did this traveling experience, it is really hard when you do it alone. There's so many lonely moments, and then you want to connect with people so fast because you're like, oh, I want like a friend, or I want someone to experience this with. But it's hard to make those connections quickly. So anyway, I'm bored. I'm out. I'm drunk at like 1 p.m. in Australia and broke. And I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I whip out my phone. I don't know if this is a thing. I haven't been on Tinder or a dating app since this day, probably. So Tinder in 2016 might have been completely different to Tinder today. I don't know. All I know is there's no shame in meeting people through dating apps. And if you think that that's like a lesser way to meet people, or if you look down upon people meeting on a dating app or on the internet, you don't belong in Chelsea's joint, because this is how I met Tom. It's through Tinder, through a dating app. Tinder sponsored the podcast. But again, this was freaking almost 10 years ago, you guys. I don't know what's going on there. Is it good? Is it bad? Let me know. Comment down below. Sound off in the comments. Is Tinder good or bad now? Tinder sponsored the podcast. So I opened my phone and I hear like a doo-doo. Like I opened the app, and that's when I feel like confetti like went down the screen. It was like, someone super liked you. It was Thomas. Well, again, we're watching freaking Peaky Blinders, and the main character's name is Thomas. And so I've been calling Tom Thomas lately. Thomas. And this boy, Thomas, super liked me. And the first thing he said was, I love you. I hope he isn't embarrassed that I'm sharing this. This is just the truth. I know this is what he said because we had to screen grab those conversations and send them to the US government for him to move here, is all I'm saying. So I know that's what he said first. And I said, haha, why? And he said, you look like the funnest girl ever. And I said, I am. What are you doing? And then he said he was out drinking. And I said, same. I was like, I'm in the CBD, which stands for Central Business District. So just like in the city. And he was like, same. And then I was like, I'm going to ABC, which stands for Asian Beer Cafe. Don't know if ABC is still a thing in Melbourne. Hey, if you're listening or watching from Melbourne, is ABC still a thing? That was like a spot to get really cheap drinks and really drunk. And it was basically just a bunch of uni students, because they don't say college. Every time I'd be like, oh yeah, I just graduated from college, they were like, college? And I was like, all right, uni. Uni. I was like, I'm going to ABC. And he was like, sick. Well, I'll meet you there. Like, let's meet. And I gave him my number. He texted me and I got there and I texted him and I was like, hey, I'm here. And he said, cool, I'm on the smoker's balcony. And I walked out on the smoker's balcony and he was the tallest boy and he was smoking and he had a backwards baseball cap. And I walked up to him and I was like, are you Tom? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, cool. Cool. A British 6'5" tall boy. And honestly, you guys, he doesn't smoke cigs anymore. Whatever, it's no one's business. And I know cigarettes aren't good for you. Did Tom smoking cigarettes make me more attracted to, like, was that attractive to me as like a single girl in Australia meeting a British boy? Yeah, I was like, wow. Hey, and if you watch Peaky Blinders, you'll get it. Freaking Thomas Shelby always has a ciggy hanging out of his mouth and it looks fucking sick. So anyway, we have like a big night of drinking. Big night. Huge. And he had been drinking all day. I had been drinking all day. This is a very blurry night, but very fun. It was all fun. I felt very safe with him. He was with his friends. His friends were very fun as well. He lives with one of his friends that he traveled to Australia with, like, a group of his friends, which I thought was, like, really cool. And he lived with one of them, and they lived a few blocks down the street. And they were like, we have a back garden at the back of our house. We can, like, listen to music and drink and stuff. And I was like, cool, let's go. Stranger danger, girls, I know. I shouldn't have gone with them. But I don't know. When you're alone traveling and you're young and you're drinking, I just think your common sense goes out the window, and that is not good. That is a beginning to a Netflix docuseries about a girl getting kidnapped on a working holiday. I should write a book, dude. We go back to their little garden and it's getting really late and I'm getting really drunk. And in order for me to get back home, I had to like catch a train. And it was like 2 a.m. at this point. And I think I started annoying Tom because you guys, when I was drunk, I felt invincible. It's scary and weird, and I don't want to drink ever again. His house was a duplex, so he had like people living above him or something. I fucking barely remember because I was so hammered. There was a ladder going up to the other person's property, and I started climbing the ladder. And Tom was like, haha, like, get down. Hello, get down. And I was like, no, this is fun. Huh? And then the person in the house, like, gets woken up. And he was like, get the fuck down. He was pissed, obviously. This was, like, at 2 a.m. And this was my sign to leave. And Tom was like, yes, like, I'm sorry. He was apologizing to his neighbor. He was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I think he even said, like, I just met her. Like, I don't really know. He was probably like, I never want to hang out with this girl again. I was like, So I was like, okay, I gotta go. But also, I had a job interview the next day. So I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna be so freaking hungover at this job interview. And his friend was like, oh, I do too. Good luck. And I was like, good luck to you too, friend. I don't want to say his name because I don't know. I'm talking about Tom because, like, Tom's a part of my life. I don't want to bring his friend into it. We'll just call him the friend. And I said, you too, the friend. And I said bye to Tom. He had my number, so I was like, just holler. The next day, I was so hungover in this lobby at this weird pyramid scheme, this MLM. I will for sure do a podcast episode about it because it was crazy. Working for an MLM is crazy. And I love watching the documentaries because I was like, that was me. That was me, completely not there, completely brainwashed. Anyway, and so I was in this weird lobby and I just hear Chelsea and I look up and it was the friend. Remember, he was like, I have a job interview. He was interviewing at the same place as me, which was an MLM. So we got hired because it's not a real job. Anyway, if the friend ever decides to come on the pod, and him and I talk about our experience in the MLM, that would be a fucking such a funny podcast. That would be funny. So the friend and I worked together for like a year, over a year. Because what had happened was basically me and this friend started working together. And that made it so easy for Tom to see me. Because me and his friend and then all of our coworkers would go out after work and Tom would be like, I'll just meet you guys. And I was like, oh my God. It was just so weird that I had met them right before me and his friend started working together. Even if we didn't meet on Tinder and meet up that day, I genuinely think I would have met Tom and still met him some way because it was just meant to be. We were just very casual at first because you gotta be because you're traveling and you can't be too cuckoo and be like, I'm gonna marry this person because you know that at some point you have to go home. The other person has to go home. He actually had to go do his farm work to get his second year visa. I know that sounds fake and weird, but it's real. Google it. So to get a second year visa, some people can do farm work. So he had to work on a farm, I think, for 3 months. Before he left, I thought I was already going back to America. So we weren't official at all. We honestly didn't even know if we were going to see each other ever again. So it was really sad. And I remember being like, man, this is sad. And he was like, yeah. And during those 3 months, we did stop talking. Like, we just stopped talking because we just didn't think we'd ever see each other again. During those 3 months, though, I got really sucked into this MLM, which I will talk about next month, to the point where this guy, the guy in charge of it, my manager, he convinced me to get a student visa to stay a second year. So I don't even think Tom knew. I don't even think I told him. Maybe I did. But I got my second year visa by becoming a student. I took like one course and I like never went to the class. I'm sure that's illegal. I paid for the course and got a student visa. Tom was staying a second year. I was staying a second year. He hit me up at the end of his farm work and was like, I'm coming back to Melbourne. Are you around? And I was like, yes. The day he came back, I got off work. We went to dinner. I had just moved in with these two Aussie girls. Like, I was finally like getting on my feet in Melbourne. I was like starting to save money. Like, I was starting to feel good there, like starting to live there. It was fun. I moved into this like pretty, I thought it was a nice apartment. It wasn't bad. Yeah, it wasn't bad. I liked it. And I was like, hey, do you want to like come to mine? I know this is like TMI, but we didn't even sleep together. We literally just slept side by side. I don't want to say, I mean, it doesn't matter. Me and Tom's sex life is no one's business. But I just want to say we literally just fell asleep. We just kept seeing each other since then. So that was like October of 2016. And we just never stopped hanging out. There's so much more to the story of like him and I moving in together in Australia and then him and I moving to New Zealand. Maybe that'll be in the next episode, but how I knew that Tom was the one was when we moved to New Zealand and we were so broke living in this van. I just felt so me. What? I never felt so, I don't want to cry. I'm on my period. This is so embarrassing. And he's going to watch this. I'm so embarrassed, you guys. This is like, I don't know how much of this I'm going to leave in. This is really hard for me to do right now, you guys. I'm so embarrassed. I'm laughing so hard and crying. The crying has turned into laughter. I just knew. When you know, you know. When you know, you know. Someone asked, how do you know Tom is the one? Just starts freaking bawling my eyes out. Jesus Christ. So I guess that's how I knew he was the one. No, he's just always, he's always been it. He's my dude. He's my guy. And yeah, we've just been doing life together ever since. But we did have to be long distance. In order for him and I to be together, we legally had to get married. So you know the show 90 Day Fiancé? That was our life. And I'm not kidding. We're not like those couples. Basically, he had to move back to England. I had to move back to America in order for this paperwork that we had to turn in to the US government to get cleared. And it took a fucking year, you guys. It took a year. I don't know if that's normal, but it took us a year. And we were long distance for a freaking year. And it was the hardest year of my life. It was really hard. It tested us. But hey, we've been married for coming on 5 years. I'm happy, guys. He's the one that I want all day. Is that Rihanna? Strain of the day, by the way, you guys, was Candyland. Candyland by Bondi Farms. Anyway, you guys, I don't want to talk really anymore because I've cried on the podcast. So I'm going to wrap it up. What I love and what I hate. What I love, the sun. Sun, sun, sun. I'm just going to sit on my balcony, maybe. I might go for a walk. But the sun's been out. It's going to get shitty again. But I love that the sun's been out today. And what I hate, that it's day two of my period. And then I cried on the podcast and my back hurts. And then I have to get more tampons. And why aren't tampons free? Why aren't tampons free? As I have tears streaming down my face. I was thinking, since we were watching Peaky Blinders, I was like, before tampons and stuff, what was going on? And pads, were women just free bleeding? Were they just like leaving a red trail anywhere they went. Is this really gross that I'm saying this? I don't know, you guys. Engage with the content. Comment on the YouTube. Answer the questions on Spotify. Answer the polls on Spotify. Take a picky when you're watching. Share it on your Instagram. You could be Chelsea's joiner of the week. Chelsea's joint girly of the week. Hey, maybe it could be a guy sometimes. I don't know if guys are watching. I think they might be. I don't know. But I know my guy's watching. I love you, Tom, so much. One day, should we bring him on the pod? Rate the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts 5 stars. Comment what you love and what you hate. Comment your strain of the day. I love you. I mean it. I'll see you next week. Bye.